This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we saw that the quality of brotherly affection, which is to be added to our faith, is better than nothing. But it's not all Jesus desires from our hearts. Christians often are satisfied with this level of commitment. The world looks on and admires the warm affection they exhibit toward each other. That's good, but it's not as convincing as when Christians mature to the point where they add the final quality to their faith, described in 2 Peter 1, 5-11, the quality of agape love. This is best described in John 3:16, where you see God the Father loving us so much that he gave what was most precious to him, his own Son, Jesus Christ, to come into this sin-sick world and offer himself as an atoning sacrifice for our sins, so that we could be forgiven. This act of God was planned and initiated from before the beginning of time. Jesus obeyed his Father because he loved him and because he loved us. He gave his all as his Father did. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the triune God, anointed and enabled Jesus to carry out his mission. In concert, the triune God did for us what we didn't deserve and didn't do for us what we do deserve, all because they loved us. We become benefactors of this marvelous grace when we accept the gift of salvation by receiving Jesus Christ by faith. Once you accept the gift of salvation, it is natural to love God back. This is often accompanied by deep emotion and gratitude for this indescribable gift. If you have questions, email me, ludgoltz@aol.com.